Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
Jeff Dollar. Security called on Jeff at the airport?
And that's a dangerous thing, because if security gets called on you at the airport, that's like old school.
Like you got a pipe bomb in your luggage.
No, it doesn't even. No, it's like I'm thinking like that's old school. Like that's like having the police called on you in North Korea. You just disappear. You're never seen again. Like you're never allowed to fly again. You're never allowed to come to the airport. I'm like Amtrak and Greyhound. I'm leaving the driving to them. Like, that's what happens. So it's a dangerous situation. And I will preface this by saying that I love Delta. It is my preferred airline. I am a fan of Delta. I love living in Atlanta because there's a Delta hub. This is the Delta hub. Mm-hmm. So I can go anywhere I want to go. And I have never had one of those airline horror stories that you hear about ever happen to me with any airline, but specifically with Delta. And I fly, I don't know, I mean, I'm not like George Clooney, but, you know, in his movie, but I fly a lot and have never really had, I mean, weather delays happen or whatever, but I've never had anything significant. So I want to preface it by saying that because my Delta experience is generally good. But you remember the story Melissa told a week or two ago about walking up to the car rental counter in Los Angeles and the guy said, oh, yes, I see you have a reservation, but we don't have a car. And just
and threw me out on the street with my luggage, and I had to get a taxi to go get a flight.
There's nothing more pathetic, just as a side note, there's nothing more pathetic than walking down a sidewalk a very long distance with your luggage, your baggage dragging
behind
you.
With your roller bag.
You really shouldn't be on.
It's all the luggage. It's the big suitcase with the little suitcase on top and the handle, and I'm walking up L.A. sidewalk just trying to hail a cab. Anybody?
Help me.
Sweating your breasts off.
Avis sucks.
So
we're going after all the majors, aren't we?
Take them down. No, so here's what happened. I had a reservation to fly. We were going up, you know, this weekend we were taking my parents. Jessica and I were taking my parents to see Sugarland in concert. Mm-hmm. My dad is a huge Sugarland fan, and I had made arrangements for him to meet Jennifer Nettles at the show. So this is a big, fun weekend. And what we had done is booked a flight into Rochester because that was closer to where the concert venue was. Mm-hmm. And we were going to fly into Rochester and then go to the show. That's the big plan, right? So on Friday night, I decided to see if I could change the time of my flight from about 9 a.m. to about 1 p.m. And so I logged on to Delta.com. I changed the flight. And I don't know if you know this, but if there's an itinerary change, like if Delta changes your schedule, mm-hmm. you're allowed to move your flight within a certain window of time without there being any penalty or change fees or anything.
If they have changed it.
So if you're originally supposed to take off at 10 a.m. and they moved it to 9:30 or something, you're allowed to, if that doesn't work with you, you're allowed to make one change, no charge. And that's what had happened to this flight. So mm-hmm. I changed it and it came up and it said there's no charge, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But when I hit confirm, it says you're going to have to show your ID at the airport. And this has happened before when I've booked a flight within 24 hours of travel. I think it's a security thing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so you can make sure you're not using a ripped off credit card or I don't know what. But I didn't have any problem with that. So I get to the airport and I go to the kiosk because I'm stubborn like that. And I thought there might have been like a glitch and I could, you know, they would print my boarding pass at the kiosk. But the kiosk says you have to go to an attendant.
Huh.
So I go up to the attendant.
Don't you hate when the big machine is working properly?
Yes. So I go up to the counter. I go up to one woman, and she's so helpful. And she goes, yeah, this ticket, something doesn't look right, so you got to go to the counter, and they'll have to print it for you there. I said, okay. So I go up to the counter, and I give my license and credit card to the dude, and I said, and I told him what happened. And he said, he pulls it up on his computer, and he goes, no, you don't have a reservation. And I go, yeah, I do. I changed it, and this is it, and this is the confirmation number, ticket number, name, whatever.
And immediately, probably somewhere in the back of your head, you have somebody in your head going, okay, this has everything to do with the ticket change. There's been a problem somewhere
on
the computer.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you don't have a reservation. I looked at it that morning to check seat assignments, and I actually had gotten upgraded from my having SkyMiles. So I'd gotten upgraded, so I was excited. So I that morning I looked, I saw that I got the upgrade. I even said to Jessica, hey, we got the upgrade, you know, and... So
I put your first class clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't really do that. So so I still wear cutoff jeans and a t-shirt. I'm going to Rochester.
Well, that might be the reason why you didn't get on the flight.
So I saw it that morning and I said, I just looked at it seriously an hour ago. I said, it's totally fine. Can you look again? He must have repeated, and Jessica can remember the exact quote, but he must have repeated a dozen times. Yeah, you don't have a reservation. You don't have a reservation. No, there's no, there's nothing I'm going to be able to do. You've got no reservation. And I explained to him what I did. And he goes, yeah, you must have screwed that up because the whole reservation's canceled.
Oh.
And I said, but it's on Delta.com. Like, I saw it this morning. And he goes, there's no reservation. Well, I was already having like, you know, rough morning or whatever. So I just said to Jessica, I'm like, will you handle this? Because I'm going to step away.
Now batting for the frustrated Jeff Dollar,
right.
Jessica.
I was like, you understand what happened, right?
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
Because
uh-huh.
the more frustrated you get with airline people, typically the uh-huh. more firm they become yeah. against you.
Right.
That's very mature.
So I even said, hey, will you handle this real quick? I'm just going to step outside. So I walked away from the counter, right? And I figured, you know what, Jessica will talk to him, straighten it all out. And I walked, you know,
show
went outside.
Boob, it'll be fine.
And then I got outside and I realized I have my laptop with me. I will look online and see it. So I come back, and he had walked away to ask a supervisor, and I'm like, there you go. You put the, you know, the girl in charge. The guy responds immediately. I said, he's going to come back and give us a ticket. So he comes back, and he goes, you don't have a reservation, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing. And Jessica goes, well, can we buy tickets on the flight? We'll just buy them, thinking that we'll deal with it after the fact.
Right.
Let's just buy the tickets.
Get up there.
And then we'll sort it out Monday.
Right.
And he goes, the flight's full. There's nothing you can do. So he kept repeating this, and then he gets on the phone. Meanwhile, I've got my laptop open, and I'm showing him, and he actually said the sentence, just because the Delta website shows you having a confirmed ticket doesn't mean you have a confirmed ticket.
What?
And I was like,
are you sure this is not the same guy I dealt with in LA?
And I said to him, I'm like, you hear what you just said? And he goes, yeah, we can't control Delta.com. You, this is his other quote, you have a ticket. But I don't have your ticket,
what?
So you don't have a ticket.
Not handled well. I wouldn't think that's right off the script.
Wow.
Right. So I'm going, okay.
He's veering from the script now.
Yeah. So he gets on the phone, and he calls this other department. He's on the phone, and nothing's coming of it. You know, like, he gets off the phone. He goes, yeah, there's nothing I can do.
And if his demeanor had been different, if he had
wow.
been saying,
totally.
You know what, we're going to work this out.
Yes.
I don't know, understand what's going on, but we're going to work this out.
Yes.
Your reaction would be totally different, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, he gets off the phone. He goes, you don't have
Melissa's
a ticket.
Melissa's getting mad for you right
yes.
now, by the way. She's with you.
Customer service sucks.
Yeah.
At this point, I go, I need to speak with somebody else. And he goes, I'm not. No, he goes, there's nobody else going to be able to help you. I already called the global department.
Oh boy.
I go, I need to, I'm not really feeling you, not feeling you helping me. So how about getting me a manager or just anyone else? And he said, sorry, there's nobody else who can help you. And at some point he goes, you don't have a ticket. I turned my laptop around and I held it out to him and I go, I have a ticket right here. And probably that loud and that angry. I mean, people looked. And he stepped away and goes, they don't pay me enough to deal with you.
What?
So then my response was, he goes, so I'm done with you. And I'm like, great. Send someone over competent in your place. He said, I'll get somebody competent. And walked out from behind the counter and went to a TSA agent.
Wow.
And I stood there and watched him. And he had a conversation with the TSA agent. Then he came back, didn't say a word to me, got a supervisor. Supervisor came over. First thing the supervisor said to me, I could sell you two tickets on that flight.
Nuh-uh.
You're like, I asked about that how long ago?
40 minutes ago.
Ooh,
so then
Jessica
says, perfect. Takes out the credit card, says, we'll take the tickets. I look at the clock. It's like they're boarding right now. It leaves in 15 minutes. And he goes, oh, yeah, you'll never make it.
Same guy.
No, this is the supervisor.
This is the supervisor.
The second guy.
So he would let you pay for the tickets.
We would have been on that flight. So what ended up happening is he goes, so now what do you want me to do? That's what he says. They go, so you, fix it. Get me there.
Get me there. Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, I don't know what the options are. And so I end up on my laptop finding a flight to Buffalo, which is an hour away, booking it, everything was set. And he goes, he hands Jessica the boarding passes. And I said, the last thing, he didn't say anything else. I go, you done? And he goes, yeah. And I go, so no apology? And he says, it's not my fault. It happened on Delta.com.
Wow.
And then you had to look up your own flight.
Yeah. So the end of the story is that I sent out a few frustrated tweets about it, and I was very impressed. Delta responds to their tweets.
They did.
They responded to me within a few minutes and said, "Hey, here's let us know what we can do." And I've had some email exchanges with them, and they have gone above and beyond to make it right.
Great.
Okay, right. So it ends up okay.
Yeah, but
because of Delta Twitter.
Yes,
it's different than Delta.com.
The Burt Show.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Burt Show.
You late Burt Show listeners are fired up now, man. We just talked to Danielle, who wants to homeschool her fourth and fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
Says she's qualified to do it. She spends a half an hour doing homework with him anyway.
All right, they have dinner together.
How hard can this be?
Yeah, she's going to spend her summer going online and figuring out how to do it correctly.
Yeah, well, and she hadn't even thought of that yet. She hadn't even thought about going to the internet to find out qualifications for accreditation what the kids were going to have to go through.
Well, I don't think she's figured out that her children aren't as good as students as she thought they were. Thank you.
Good morning, Burt Show. Hello.
Hello, this is Amir. I just wanted to say that instead of trying to educate, homeschool her kids, she should take this time to go back and educate herself so she can help her kids with their homework.
Serious. I think Wendy had the best idea, man. I mean, go ahead, let the public system do their thing, and then why don't you go ahead and actually help them at the end of the day?
Well, spend the extra time teaching them or going over their homework or doing their homework with them. I think her husband should even help in that, because if he's going to do the 2 extra hours that she says he's going to do, he can do that just helping them out every day.
That is so old-fashioned.
When
I was a kid, my parents knew my teachers, and they worked together. And if I got in trouble and was sent home from school, my parents took the teacher's side. That is so old-fashioned. That doesn't work nowadays.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Shirley says we're not taking this nearly seriously enough.
We're not?
Shirley, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hello.
Hello, this is Shirley.
Good morning, Shirley.
You're about to chew us out, aren't you?
Well,
what do we do?
I'm pretty dumbfounded at the fact that y'all are laughing at her education.
What do you mean?
Her husband pretty much has a decent education, but y'all continuously laugh about her education. She's not had time to check in on this. This is the first, she's just now deciding to take her kids out of public school, and I personally would too. I have a senior. I have a seventh grader. I have a fourth grader now that has failed every year. From the first grade up until now, she has failed every year of school. But, yes, she's passed her CRCT. Every test you give her, she passes. At home, her homework looks better. You know, the stuff I help her with and stuff. My youngest daughter is not getting what she needs in school either.
Shirley.
And I don't even have a GED. I had to go and get my GED at 30 years old. And I help my children.
Well, I say congratulations on that.
Are different. You know, some kids are different, and the school system might work for one but not the other. But to laugh at this lady about her own education and say that she needs to give one before she helps these children, mm-hmm. You know, you're not even looking at her problem. Her problem isn't her education.
Shirley, let me disagree with you for a second, because I think that if you make the decision to homeschool, then you better do your homework before you make that decision. You're saying she just now thought of it. She hasn't had the chance to do the homework. My feeling
and
is you do that homework
that
beforehand.
Did, that she, over the weekend, that there, after talking to y'all Friday, that there were things that she learned that she needed to do. I just feel like everybody's here giving her a hard time instead of, like, you know, helping her through it. It's like, you know, the laughter to me, I think, is what bothering me more than anything is to laugh at her education.
I don't think we were laughing at her education. I think we were laughing at her lack of education on how to homeschool her kids, because she doesn't know a method that she wants to use yet. She didn't know she needed to be accredited to even homeschool her kids. I think she needed to be educated on the entire process before even pulling her kids out of regular school.
No, I commend you for getting your GED at 30. It doesn't matter how old you are. And it has nothing to do with the fact that she only has a high school education.
Right.
It's the fact that she needs to be educated on how to educate others. Mm-hmm. There's a total difference.
Like, I just think it's too big a decision to wait. I mean, she's made the decision already.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you make a decision like that, you have to factor in everything that you know going into that. So she should have gone to the internet. She should have talked to other parents that have homeschooled also and done all the research before she even talked to her husband over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She's just doing it kind of backwards to me.
Yeah, and it's, I guess, to each his own. I just really feel that homeschooling is just, I don't know, it's just this animosity toward the education system. And I feel like, I don't know, I maybe naively make a judgment call on people who homeschool because I feel like you are fighting against teachers than you are helping them.
We were just talking to Danielle here, who has already agreed to start homeschooling her kids. They're in fourth and fifth grade, and she just feels like she can do a better job than the public school system can, and she feels like she can give them A's, getting into a better college, but she hasn't done any research. She's done nothing. She's made this decision with no education behind her, and people are upset about it. Hey, Sierra, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Like, she's planning on fluffing up their grades by saying that their C's are going to go through her and she'll be able to monitor that she can do after school, like y'all said. But it sounds like she's planning on giving them better grades in the hopes that they'll get into a better college later.
Yes.
And I think it's just a huge mistake. I went through public school, and it's the effort you put behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a regular public school, but I still graduated in 3 years. It's not anything that you can't just study for.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Julie here says I'm being a little arrogant about this. Julie, go ahead. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey there, Burt. I just wanted to say that I do think you are handling this a little arrogantly.
Okay, how's that?
I think you're taking it too lightly and relying solely on the public school system.
Lightly.
And you cannot rely on our governments and our public school system solely. I do feel that, you know, my daughter on April 15th in fourth grade, I decided to remove immediately that day and homeschool, did research and homeschool. And I've had the backing of her speech therapist, her psychologist, her mental therapist. The school system had dropped the bomb. They weren't doing what they needed to do with my daughter. They had removed her from speech therapy. They had removed her from the private resource classroom. They had put her in a public classroom. And it was, you know, driving my child crazy. She's bipolar, and we were having fits and rages, and she wasn't doing good. And once we get her out of the public school system,
we have made a 360 change. She, I mean, a 180. She is completely different.
Julie, you're twisting what my message is. My message is don't homeschool your children. My message is if you're going to homeschool your children, know what you're doing before you make that decision.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. I didn't know. I made the decision that day. Came home and did my research. She has time to do her research.
Yeah, I personally think
that's irresponsible. You guys are taking it like this is some, it's not hard to do. People think homeschool is going to be so hard and so much work. It's not hard to do. Take the child out of school, do your research, and find a program that works. It's not. It can take 2 days on the internet.
No, I'm going to defend teachers here. I mean, your child may have a special need, but that is an insult to teachers who spend mm-hmm. so much of their time learning this career, and you say in 2 days you're as good of a teacher as those that have gone to school to do it. I think that's an insult to the education system and to teachers everywhere. Yeah. Absolutely.
It was arrogant. Her statement was arrogant.
That is offensive to think in 48 hours you're going to be smarter than teachers in our school system. Horrible.
Her statement about me being arrogant was arrogant.
Yeah. You are kind of arrogant.
Guilty?
The Bert Show.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's get John on here because John has got some problems. He got some drama right now.
Oh, no.
He has accidentally, if I'm reading this right, fallen in love, or at least digs, the same woman that his brother is digging on. Does that sound right, John?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, John's on The Voice Disguiser. Give us the history here, man.
Okay, and let me know if I'm rambling because I don't want to ramble too much, but...
It's all right on the show.
And I'll keep the details vague for my own safety. But my brother, he lived back in Georgia about 2 years ago. And we all used to go to the same church. And he had a couple friends there. And there was this one girl. And they ended up getting really close. And during that time, she had a boyfriend when they met. And then he had a girlfriend. And I was never in the picture. I was never around. I stayed kind of low-key. And he moved. And then me and her kind of hung out. We talked here and there online, never on the phone, anything like that. And I moved to Midtown a couple months back, and she started hanging out, just friendly. My brother said, hang out with her, you know. She needs some older friends. I'm over 25. And we started hanging out. She met a guy. They dated for maybe a couple weeks. They broke up. So then my brother said, go in there, you know, console her or whatever, make her feel better. And then during that time, he's like, yeah, also while you're at it, if you can lay down the siege for me, I kind of like her. So my whole intent was to help him out, you know, get him in, like, all right, I'll put in some good words for him, this and that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, my brother is somewhat of a player in the state that he lives in, so he kind of likes to boast about his escapades, I guess you could say, not to knock him, but he has a game like that. Me, on the other hand, I'm not that great. So I've been asking her, probing her about it, and she's like, no, he's more like an older brother. No, he's kind of just one of those guys. And she's been asking me to hang out more. She asked me to be her date to a couple parties, to go out, just calling more. I mean, more. I stopped off at her work a couple times, dropped her off, you know, a milkshake or whatever. She ended up stopping by my work one day, dropping off Gigi's cupcake. I have no idea what it was, but apparently it's a pretty expensive cupcake. And but she's been talking to me more and more. My brother even made a comment to her, while you're talking to him more and talking to me. And then over the weekend, this wasn't an email I sent you, my friend kind of probed him himself and kind of dropped my name. Well, if you end up not being with her, what about your brother? And my brother kind of got somewhat of a hint, but he was drunk. So he was supposed to call, but he never did. But that's made it even more nerve-wracking.
But he and her have never dated. They've just been friends, right?
Just friends, yep, the whole time. When he first knew her, she was young. She had a boyfriend, committed a relationship, and then he got into a relationship. So there was never any real time in between for them to actually date.
And so he's never asked her out or made the move to ask her out, and he lives in another state.
Mm-hmm.
And how
he made a comment over the weekend that if he had a shot, he would literally catch the first plane or literally drive down here and be with her. Hmm.
So he's told you that he's attracted to her and he'd like there to be something more. In the meantime, you find yourself having the same kind of feelings for her?
Yeah, it's starting to get that way. And I've been trying to hold back. Only two of my friends, I've been trying to hold back really hard, like say no to a couple things here and there. Like she'll ask, do you want to do this? Nah, I don't want to. Or I'll come up with an excuse. Like this weekend I had one set of plans and her plans fell at the exact same time. So she's like, all right, I'll go with you there first. And then you just join me as my date to this party. I'm like, oh, okay. And I want to pull back. And then I'm kind of like, well, if she doesn't like my brother and this could be something for me. But then I feel like a traitor to my brother, even attempting that. Some emotions is getting the best of me right now.
All right. This one's tricky. Let me give the phone number out here. 1-877-588-BERT. That's Bert. 1-877-588-2378. This is tricky because there's really been like, I mean, there's been no hookup on either side.
Well, it sounds
you guys
like
are both jockeying for the woman at the same time. And just because your brother verbalized it first doesn't really give him position, does it? Or does it?
I think, the brother liked her first and sent this brother to go talk to her to plant the seeds. And it was during him trying to recruit his brother that he started having feelings for. So I think what you have to do is have a conversation with your brother, not have a friend talk to him while he's drunk. I mean, you've got to say, look, I can't do this anymore. Either you make a move or I'm going to make a move or something. But you got to be careful because it's not worth any drama between you and your brother for a woman that neither one of you have ever dated.
Is the fact that he initially had contact with this woman based on his brother sort of sending him in for recon, does that change everything right there?
Yeah, for me it does. For me, that is why you have to have a conversation with your brother.
What's the guy code in this whole thing, Jeff?
I think because if it was the same situation, but it was friends, then I think it's fair game. Then I think he can go in. But brother, that's lifetime. You know what I mean? Like that's 30,
it definitely makes
30,
it-
30 years from now, he's still your brother. Whereas if it's a dude who's your friend and you really feel strongly about the girl, then it's like, I mean, I know it's guy code and all that stuff, but brother makes it, you got to back off.
You know how I like to play the Destiny game now? All right. Mm-hmm. So here, this guy, John, and this girl were really never supposed to be hooking up, never supposed to meet, really, never supposed to hang out. But Destiny's agent happened to be the brother in this case who has brought them together. Destiny's Maybe they were supposed agent. To be together, and he's supposed to just let that go?
But you're not supposed to screw up your relationship with your brother over... You can't do that. It's just... Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And, you know, you're starting to jockey already because you said, I'm not trying to dog my brother, but basically what you're saying is that he has no real intent with this girl but to hook up with her where you may have more serious feelings for her. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, if he got with her, I believe he definitely settled down. The only thing he said, which made me feel better for maybe 5 seconds of his whole time being, is that he said to my friend, if I ended up liking her, I wasn't supposed to know this, if I end up liking her, if I just came to him and told him, it would be okay. But then I'm thinking long term, well, if me and this girl didn't work out, then that'll interfere with their relationship as well.
But you just got your answer.
Him as well, also. So that's the main thing. I don't want to ruin my relationship with him because we have a good relationship up to this point.
What you got, Melissa?
I just think the worst thing you're doing is being in the middle. You're hanging out in the gray area. You're hanging out, well, I don't really want to go out, but she drags me out or she shows up and she does this and everything. When you got the message that your brother said, look, if he just came to me and said something, I think that you and your brother need to have a conversation. And if it ends up that he says, you know, I'll back off, you can have her, or vice versa, or you both decide to back off and let's just leave this firestorm alone. But it's not worth ruining a relationship with a sibling over this.
Many are calling saying, forget about it, go for it.
Really?
Just absolutely go for
really?
It. Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
I say go for it. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Without having a conversation with a brother?
I would go for it and then call him up and tell him, hey, look, you know, this happened. I know you liked her, but you're stayed away. I mean, you know, that's another whole issue there.
So you say for it because of the distance is his deciding factor in that whole thing. All right, Jen, give us the 30-second version of that.
Well, basically, he and his brother like the same girl. They're both friends with her. His brother lives about a state away and has expressed interest. So he went to go develop the friendship and lay down the groundwork for his brother. But he's found himself attracted to her, and he thinks that she's more attracted to him than she is with the brother.
So the question here is, do you talk to the brother? Do you just go for it? Do you have to have that conversation? Or do you just let it go entirely?
Hey, The Burt Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get John back on here on The Voice Disguiser. Jen, in a nutshell, John's situation.
Well, he and his brother are both friends with the same girl. His brother lives a state or two away, doesn't live here. And his brother was really interested in this girl. And they were friends for a long time and actually sent John to go lay down the groundwork for maybe something more romantic with the brother. And during that time, and as his friendship with her has grown, he's actually started to have feelings for this girl himself. So he's not sure really quite what to do. Respect the brother's wishes that he's really romantically interested, or go for it himself.
All right, before I go to the phones on this whole thing, Wendy, your impression, what does he do?
definitely have a conversation with the brother, but it seems to me that she's more into John than mm-hmm. she would be into the brother anyway. So definitely sit down, have a conversation.
Yeah, all the signs are there that she's mm-hmm. totally vibing on John more.
Absolutely.
So that's where his real struggle, I think, is that I think mm-hmm. I've got a legitimate shot at her. Mm-hmm. My brother's blocking me. Melissa, mm-hmm. where are you at with this?
Oh, I definitely don't mess up family over this. I mean, it's not worth it. So talk to your brother and get all that straightened out before you pursue her.
Yeah, a lot of virtual listeners, I'm going to take these calls here in a couple of seconds, don't necessarily agree with you on that. I'm with you. You know, if it's family right there, you got to at least be able to sit down and say, dude, you know what? I think she's vibing on me here, but I'm going to respect you. If you want me to back off, that's cool.
What's the point of family if they don't have your back?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I definitely agree with you guys. And I think this girl knows she's playing both of them.
You think so?
Really?
Really?
I think she's aware.
Do women do that?
Hmm. Attention. We love attention.
Do women play games? Yeah. No, but women are just in there.
With two brothers like
but
this?
But women love attention. I mean, and she's getting attention from two brothers who are fighting over her. I mean, she loves it.
Where are you at with this whole thing, Jeff?
I think that those brothers should both be contestants on The Bachelorette on the next season. Because I've heard Wendy and Jen talk about that show, and it sounds really, really good, and I would love to see that storyline.
All right, John, so let me take these calls for you, okay? A bunch of people feel very strongly about this. John is vibing on the same girl that his brother is vibing on, and he's not sure if he should go in or not. Go ahead, Melanie. You are on The Burt Show. You're on The Vice Disguiser as well.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yes. Well, honestly, I think he should go for it. Reason being is earlier he mentioned that his brother, he felt, was somewhat of a player. Now, eventually, every player will have the girl that got away, and we all know this. I mean, it's John's turn, it sounds like, and he sounds like a really great guy. I mean, he should so go for it. I mean, I would definitely sit down with your brother, John, and speak with him about it. But, I mean, if his brother is really going to be that angry with him about really getting the girl that he finds that is interested more so in him, then I would be more upset with the brother, honestly. I mean, he should definitely go for it.
See, I understand John's attitude here a little bit because with some more of these details, like Melanie said, John told us earlier that his brother's a total player. So women are coming and going in his life. So the brother here may just be like, big deal. Go ahead. Take her.
But he also said that his brother would settle down with this girl. He said that he, given the opportunity, would settle down with this girl.
Doesn't every player say that, though?
But we're getting this
that's
from
why they're a player, because it works. Yeah.
Right. If I could just find the right girl, for sure I'd settle down.
But we're getting that from his brother, who's in competition with him over a girl. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think he's a little swaying the jury a little bit there.
Here is Tara. Good morning, Tara. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. I understand his position, as a middleman, and it completely sucks. But I think that, he should sit down with his brother and tell him, you know, I've fallen for the same girl that you have, and somebody also needs to just let her know so that she can kind of figure out what's going on so that she doesn't think that John's just blowing her off.
Well, I think she has a bit of an idea. I mean, she knew that John came to her to plant the seeds for his brother. So I don't think there's no secret.
Here's Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey. I think, honestly, John, you should just lay it all out for her and let her know everything that's going on, and basically let her choose.
But what if Jen's hunch is true, that she's playing both brothers against each other here?
Well, then he'll find that out. Yeah, he can probably tell if she's faking or not and go from there.
John, does she ever bring up your brother, in conversation, ask about him, how he's doing?
No. And they used to talk a lot, but I know they don't talk anymore because he actually made a comment to her, oh, you talk to him more than me. So I don't even know if they're talking that much as they used to since I got involved. But she's never brought it up. Now, once in a while at a party, she's like, oh, man, I miss his company. But that's maybe twice. She's done it in six, 7 weeks, I think.
The fact that she doesn't bring him up makes me think that she's either communicating with him or is into him. Because if they were such good friends, why wouldn't? You know what I mean? That would come up frequently.
Or maybe the brother has fabricated their friendship.
Has exaggerated it, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Why are you afraid to talk to your brother directly?
I just don't. I feel bad. I feel like what you guys are saying, I'm jeopardizing my relationship. Because I know he liked her. They've been friends for 7+ years. I know he's always had a kind of a thing for her. And this was never my intention, to ever even get this close ever, and so I'm just, I don't want to ruin anything with him. Like, it actually, like, hurts a lot. Like, I don't want to mess up anything with him. And at the same time, on the other hand, someone told me you had to be a little selfish for yourself, and if you see this as something for you, but I'm just...
The only thing that makes me a little... The only thing that makes me a little insensitive about the whole thing is this whole player attitude that you're talking about, because players cast with a large... Oh, there he goes. His phone went out. With a large net, right? So he's saying, oh, yeah, I've liked this girl for so long.
Right.
He's probably saying that about 300 girls.
Maybe. But like I said, I don't know. There's just something where he's the only perspective we have, because he just said that the reason that she and the brother don't talk is because the brother said, look, you're talking to him more than you're talking to me, and there's already a tension there, and the brother is already recognizing that the brother has moved in, you know, into where he was supposed to be his representative, and he's turned into his competition.
So we gave him plenty to chew on there, and we'll check back with him in a couple of days here. Either he can talk to the brother, do something behind his back. One Burt Show listener said, go ahead, talk to the girl and find out where her head's at in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a whole bunch of different angles to chew on.
Get it? The Burt Show.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.